How good did the shutout feel?
It felt really good. You know, it was a long time coming for us for a win. And, you know, we worked really hard this week. MTSU is a really good team, and it's happy we got one.
Like, you feel you guys have improved over the course of the year, and how, what is your confidence level right now?
I think we've improved a lot over the year. You know, it's kind of hard to tell with all the losses we've had, but as a defense, I feel like we've went out there every week, competed really hard, played for the most part four quarters, and yeah, you know, we just got to keep the ball rolling and try to get a big win against a big team, and that's coming up this week.
Yeah, what's the key to that offense? I think 37 points a game, throw it around a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Start with you guys, maybe getting some pressure.
Yeah, it starts with us just rushing, getting our rush lanes together, affecting the quarterback, and you know, giving some help to the DBs back there, and as well as them covering the receivers, giving us some time to work. You know, we just gotta work together as a defense, go out there, practice really hard, and just come together this week and go out there and hit really hard and have a run around pretty fast, have a good game.
Obviously, you've had a couple sacks leading into this MTSU game, and the pressure seems to be coming along the last couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Coach Tom, progress-wise, where you guys
well, he likes to progress. We're progressing a lot. You know, beginning of the season, we worked on the run a lot, you know, and that's why we got pretty good at the run. We kind of got away from the pass, and then the last few weeks we started going back to the pass, and it's been showing. So he's pretty happy about that, but he just wants us to keep working and keep going and try to affect these quarterbacks that we got coming up in these last few games.
Have you seen just maybe an early look at film?
Yeah, I remember watching in the hotel, me and Corey Miller were watching the Arkansas-Vandy game. He got hit a lot in that game. And then we just got done watching, like an hour ago, D-Line just got done watching the Alabama game. And they ran a lot of stuff, and they hit him a lot. So we're just going to take a few notes from them games, you know, get our pass rush stuff together, and just go out there and run around fast, and I'll try to affect the quarterback in as many ways as we can.
Would you put them in that category?
Arkansas?
Same type of look on film.
I think so. I think they're more like our team, our offense kind of. Maybe I think we're a pro style offense, but you know, they got the one back set with the three wide. They might spread out. I hope they spread out against us. That makes it easier for the D line. But you know, I don't know. They're a really good team, and they look more like a pro style to me. Well, watching the film, you know, he takes his time to go through his reads, you know. I don't really see him with the standing back there with the clock like the MTSU quarterback did, you know. So I think he really goes back there, goes through his progressions, you know, looks at the defense. He's a really smart guy, and he takes his time with the ball, you know, and the longer he holds it, the better for us. So it's pretty good.
What have you thought about your guys' ability to get there with four? Just in the past few weeks.
I think we have more than enough, really. You know, knowing these guys and seeing these guys practice every day and seeing the hunger in these guys' eyes for going out there and getting sacks, you know, it's really, you can really tell. And I feel like if we had our best four rushers in there, like we've had the past few weeks, I feel like we can really get a lot of pressure on it. You know, we just got to work on it and take it seriously this week. Can't be slacking, and just got to take the coaching and play within the defense. And I feel like if we do that, then we'll be fine.